Well, first we delve into the world of fantasy games. Alex, have you ever heard of the online computer games World of Warcraft, EverQuest, or Guild Wars?
I know about World of Warcraft. I've at least read about it. These are fantasy war games, right? And players, you pay a subscription fee to get in these and battle with each other
online.
That's
right. That's right. Yeah, and a lot of people get hooked. In just 2 years, the number of people playing World of Warcraft has gone from about 1.5 million to 8 million people, and some of them could even be addicted, like a drug addiction. Sarah Lerner from member station KUOW talked to one player.
I mean, that was just a life-destroying habit is all it was, you know, like many other kinds of drugs that you can get addicted to.
Aaron Stachtel talks to me in his bare one-bedroom apartment.
I excused the fact that I spent huge amounts of money, you know, that I shirked all of my responsibilities and didn't think anything bad of it, till reality creeps up and slaps you in the face.
Reality in his case was when his partner left him, with their three daughters. Aaron had been spending 60 to 80 hours a week playing EverQuest, an MMORPG. That is, a massively multiplayer online role-playing game. In games like these, players kill monsters to get rewards and move up to higher levels in the game's fantasy universe. For some, that challenge is addictive.
All addictions have certain characteristics.
Dr. Hilary Cash has studied the negative effects of these games.
Compulsivity, that sense of being out of control and unable to manage your behavior, the sense of relief or a high, and also there's the development of tolerance. So really all addictions are that way, and video game addiction is no different from that.
Dr. Cash's research led her to open an online computer addiction clinic. Her clients, who have stories like Aaron, say they can go for 12-hour periods, or even days, where they do nothing but play World of Warcraft. They lose jobs and fail in school.
I would sit at home, play EverQuest, ignore everything around me. I mean, the kids would sometimes come in, you know, sit them on my lap, and I guess you could say I'd dandle them on my knees, and after about 15 minutes of that, it was get lost.
So what really sets MMORPGs apart from other video games is the social aspect. People talk to each other through voice chat while they raid. And after a 5-hour rigorous battle, they might make new, albeit cyber, friendships.
It's an escapism. It allows you to, you know, I can't deal with real life, but within this game, I can be the best of the best.
Aaron says he's lucky. He was able to kick his habit because he had a good friend in the same boat.
After we both stopped playing, we both uninstalled the game from our computers, we went through the process of figuring out how to rebuild our lives at that point, in essence.
Together, they made up their own rehabilitation plan. It included walking a lot and avoiding home and the lure of the computer. Aaron lost 100 pounds, and now he helps other addicts, but he didn't get his family back. In her clinic, Dr. Cash helps people like Aaron. She applies the 12-step recovery program that alcoholics use to treat people who are addicted to MMORPGs like EverQuest and World of Warcraft.
This is all very new, and once time has passed, a couple decades, people's awareness about the dark side of computers and the internet will be generally known, and people will be much better prepared to deal with it.
Dr. Cash wants this addiction to become a recognized mental health disorder, so employers and insurance companies will acknowledge it. Then more gamers would take it seriously, and more people would get help. As for Aaron, he plays World of Warcraft.
Stone, bring orange over here. I got it.
But on a strict schedule, he never plays more than 20 hours a week. And more importantly, he doesn't play at all if he's got other pressing duties, like work or family.
It's the age-old axiom, you know, all things in moderation.
For NPR News, I'm Sarah Lerner.